Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Philippines welcomes the delegation of Iceland in the presentation of its second national report. The Philippines appreciates the interagency consultations and inclusive process in the preparation of its national report. My delegation is encouraged by Iceland's great stride in gender equality and its well-deserved recognition as a world leader in gender equality and women's rights, in its achievement of topping World Economic Forum's Global Gender Gap Index in the last 7 years. We urge Iceland to address concerns on high number of reported cases of violence against women. We note that decent working conditions and respect for workers' rights are considered essential elements for fair and balanced social development in Iceland, and that trade unions are well established in Iceland. We also welcome Iceland's ratification of several ILO conventions on workers' rights and their incorporation of provisions of ICMRW in Icelandic legislation. My delegation remains concerned that Iceland has yet to establish a national human rights institution allocated with adequate resources, with broad mandate in line with the Paris Principle, with specific mandates on women and children's rights. We are likewise concerned with that despite the several sector-specific plans of human rights, Iceland does not have a comprehensive human rights action plan. My delegation recommends the following. Accelerate the process towards ratification of ICRMW and ILO Convention 189. Number two, step up efforts to establish the National Human Rights Institution in line with the Paris Principle. And three, continue effort to formulate National Human Rights Action Plan. Finally, Mr. Vice President, my delegation congratulates Iceland for the successful holding of the parliamentary elections last weekend. Thank you.